Hello, everyone. It is a beautiful day. Welcome to the It Ain't It Sis podcast.
Hi, guys. Thanks for coming back and listening to us.
Did you miss us? I always ask this question, but I feel like it's a necessity to ask.
I mean, it has been a little bit since our last one, right?
It's been a long time.
We took a week off.
Yeah, maybe like 2 weeks, actually.
Yeah.
In that time, it's been spring break. A lot has happened in the world, as I know, like we all know.
Let's just, you know, put it out there. Guys, what is going on in the world?
What the hell? I mean, at first, I thought my own personal life was falling apart, and then the world fell apart. So I was like, is this the apocalypse? I'm kidding. I'm not one of those. I'm not one of those.
No, but I mean, in all seriousness, it has been a emotionally, physically.
I'm so emotionally drained.
Oh,
I thought I needed to see a therapist like 2 weekends ago. And boy, I need to see a therapist ASAP.
Honestly, me too. Let's just all go to group therapy because
I need to go to group therapy. I need to go to an energy healing session. What else? What else can we do?
Everything. Self-help is just like, yeah.
I'm reading 2 different self-help books right now. Judge me. I don't care. You should be too.
Yeah. No, I feel like we talked about this before, but we're going to do a whole thing about how great self-help books are.
We should. I want to give a shout out first and foremost. I'm reading. It's by Bianca Olthoff. She is this spicy Puerto Rican woman. She is a pastor actually at a church in Orange County, but she ain't your typical pastor. Mm-hmm. She's like me, basically, but
sister's like, she's great.
So just imagine me as a pastor. I don't, that would be interesting. But
hey,
she writes
church, like, very interesting.
It would make church very interesting. But basically, she wrote a book called How to Have Your Life Not Suck. And let me tell you, this woman is, she has so much information. It's coming out of the wazoo.
Out of the wazoo. I love that. But also, I was saying, it's kind of cool because we're living through history right now. And like, fingers crossed, knock on wood, everyone will be okay and that kind of thing. And we'll be able to like recall this. But I mean, you guys, like, we're going to be able to talk about when things like shit hit the fan and people were freaking the fuck out and went to Trader Joe's and took all the frozen things that I wanted to get.
And
not
all
upset
the fucking
at all.
Toilet paper, man.
Yeah.
It's fine. I don't want to wipe my ass anyways.
I didn't know that that was like a thing that people like, that's the first thing that goes when people freak out.
I don't know. Come on, people. We all take nice shits every day. I mean, if you don't, then I would say you need to figure out some, like, all of your gut issues. But
TMI,
I mean,
Sarah, too much.
It is TMI, but come on, I'm just throwing it out there. Also, I don't know. What? Come on. Like, soap, toilet paper, paper towels, like, there's plenty of that out there. Guys, there's trees. I am an environmentally friendly person, but come on. There's plenty of it. We can always make more. It's not going to ever run out. Come on.
Yeah. But on that note, I guess there's just a lot to process. And through this podcast, we kind of wanted to talk about, I don't know, you know, we are at a very interesting place in that we are seniors, and most of you who are listening are probably in the same age bracket demographics, and so you kind of probably feel the same way. You know, college is such a fun experience, and it's one of those great things of where you're constantly thinking, oh, like, what's my, like, oh, in a month we're gonna have this event or we're gonna be doing this. And you know, as seniors, we're very excited because we have graduation and trips and just all the things leading up, you know what I mean? And you think you have all this time, and then faced with this pandemic, everything has been completely
taken away,
shut down.
Us.
Yeah, guys, 2020 said you've been canceled, basically.
And all of 2020 was just canceled.
Yeah,
and it was so funny too, because at the beginning of the semester, I was talking to one of our friends, and we were like, oh man, we want to do this, and this. Oh, but it's okay, we have so much time. And theoretically, we did.
Yeah,
chronologically, we do. But it's just like, what do you do with that time now when you can't be, I mean, especially since we live in California and apparently this is a state crisis.
Emergency. Yeah.
We're not allowed to have gatherings more than 250 people. Like, we're not even allowed to go to church anymore. Like, me and Sarah, we were supposed to go to church on Sunday. We were super excited. And now we can't.
It's just crazy. And so, like, with that, there comes a lot of emotions. And, like, I think something that we want to talk about on this podcast for this one is just how everyone kind of processes things differently. And how there's no right way. And how it truly is different for everyone. Like, I would say, like, probably Sarah and I's reactions to finding out what was going on were very different.
Yeah. I mean, different but also similar, because me and Sarah both, we were both, like, emotionally exhausted that day. We didn't go out. We were both similar in that way. Like, when shit hits the fan, we'd rather just kind of, like, reconvene, kind of process those emotions, yeah. Even though we do process it very differently. But I think we were like one of the few people who actually didn't stay home.
Yeah, no,
I mean, we didn't go out at all. Like, and apparently I didn't realize, but I guess that was the last time we could go out as a college, or this weekend. It's Saturday currently,
so,
but
we could technically go out tonight.
Yeah, but I don't know, it's just, there's no right way to really, I guess, process these emotions. Like, for me particularly, I find running and exercising very therapeutic, which both me and Sarah do. But I know a lot of my friends, but a lot of other people I know, they hit the bars and they went wild.
Yeah, very true. And, like, hey, honestly, We've all been there.
It's not necessarily a bad
thing. I'll
be
there with you at one point, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure. Like, honestly.
Not going to deny it.
And, like, but you shouldn't also be afraid to, like, go out and be afraid of getting this coronavirus.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of something, too, that we want to talk about, is that it's so hard because we live in a society that it's, like, we're preached moderation in the way that, like, oh, like, do whatever you want, like, embrace who you are, feel that way. But then we live in a society who also is, like, the extremes on both ends. You know what I mean? Like, we have people who are, like, if you're going to go out, you might as well, like, full send it. If you're going to stay home, then, like, you should be by yourself.
Yeah, and just, like, read a book.
Yeah, and you're, like, how do I process this? Like, how do I, like, what is best for me? You know what I mean? And I think it's such a confusing time of, like, figuring out how you feel and how that equates to, like, your relationship with other people and, like, I don't know.
I know. There is no right way to do it. But, I mean, I know me and Sarah, before we started recording ourselves, we figured also this is, like, a perfect time in our life, especially as seniors in college. Let's get real. We basically got our second semester senior year taken from us. Within a single day, within, like, basically a matter of 24 hours. And so how do you, like, process that? And we were saying, yeah, you can be sad about it. And we were sad about it, especially on Thursday when we found out the news that we were no longer going to go to school anymore and be around everyone and be in just kind of, like, that typical school environment. And you can be sad about that, and that is totally fine. Like,
I think you should be sad about it.
You should be sad about it. Like, yeah. But also, you have to kind of make the most of the situations. And we were saying, like, if we didn't have this happen and we still had to go to school, we would be kind of just thrust into adulthood the moment we get a job, which would probably be in, like, June or July is when we start, and Sarah starts, like, right after graduation.
Yeah, Wednesday after graduation on Sunday.
Yeah, so, yeah, she definitely does not get any time off. So I feel like now we basically have an extended summer break. It's like a summer break with, like, work.
Yeah, and I think the best way to honestly navigate this is to see, like, check in with yourself, like, think about what just happened, process those emotions, think about how you, it's not a grieving, but in a way it is a grieving. It's a realization that, like, yes, this, what you thought was going to be is not going to be that way. But also to, I don't know, something that I am very, like, invested in, or, like, something that I like to think about is, like, okay, so you're thrown these situations in life. How do you pivot? How are you going to pivot to this thing that was thrown into your life? You know what I mean? You're not going to just let it drown you, in a sense, if you just, I don't know, wallow in it and you say, like,
you
oh,
can't have, like, a woe is me attitude.
Yeah,
at all.
No, because, like, everyone is facing that same situation. You know, everyone who thought that their lives were going to be a certain way, or say it's, even if you're older and you're working a job or whatever, okay, so now your workload's going to look differently. Now you're at home with your 3-year-old and your 5-year-old, and they don't want to sit still, but you still have work to do. Like, everyone is being faced in positions that they did not plan, don't know what they're going to do. But it's like, okay, how do we make a plan? How do we take advantage of what we're doing? Because I think there's a silver lining in every situation.
Oh, definitely. And, like, now, like, me and Sarah, we can actually relax. And especially Sarah, this is, like, more for her too, because since she is going into the military, like, she will eventually have to live on a ship and
be gone from family, yeah, and friends. And
I mean, and that's, like, not necessarily the most fun thing to do. I mean, obviously, no, she can make the best of the situation, but now she can actually relax instead of, you know, running around like a mad woman, because she, I mean, I love you, but, you know, you get, like, wound up, and
yeah.
I mean, so do I. I'm the queen of being wound up and anxious, but also, like, Sarah commits herself to so many things, so now this is, like, a perfect time, I think, for you to, like, sit back and, like, actually just enjoy life, you know? We can be, like, I'm laughing at this because I was going to say we can be, like, the Italians. You definitely don't want to be the Italians
right now.
Yeah.
Can you, like, thank God we weren't studying abroad right now.
God, I would be losing my freaking mind.
Get out of there right now.
We wouldn't be able to.
Oh,
I
God, that's a terrifying thought.
Yeah. Sarah, you saw me,
oh, man,
in Italy when I was losing my shit towards the end of it. Like, I had a lot of things, like, unfortunate things happened to me where I literally just didn't want to leave the house anymore. In Italy, and I would definitely not be leaving the house anymore if this shit was happening.
God, I think I would go crazy.
I would literally go crazy.
Ugh.
But
anyways, going off of that, what you were saying, Sarah, I think is very true. And it's like, I mean, and I've said it before on this podcast, of, like, something that I actively want to work on is being more mindful and being present and really taking the moments. And I think it's so easy, especially with the environment that we're in and the position, and, okay, yeah, like, graduation's coming up. Let's plan the graduation party. Let's plan what restaurants we're going to go to. Let's plan the trips that we're going to take. Let's do this. Let's do that. And so, you know, you're excited and you're thinking about all these things to come. And then when all those events, when all those things that you are kind of looking forward to get canceled, you're left with, what do you have in the moment? Who are you surrounded by? And I think there's, like, beauty in that.
Yeah. I mean, when, like, shit like this happens, it's kind of like a very sobering experience, and being like, okay, well, what do I have to look forward to, or, like, who do I have to lean on? And it's literally just family and friends. Like, that's it at the end of the day. That's all you have. And it's, like, you, your family, and your friends. And I think, like, at least for me, definitely, that's what I want to focus on. Like, I really want to just, like, focus on, like, myself, like, and truly. And I know, like, that's not a selfish thing, in my opinion,
no,
at all. Like, you have to focus on yourself in order to contribute, like, you know.
Yeah, well, there's
what you need to society.
Yeah, no, there's a thing I was reading or whatever, and it's like, you can't pour from an empty glass, you know what I mean? You have to fill yourself up first in order to, like, give to others and that kind of thing. And I think that's when you're so busy all the time and you are just constantly thinking of the next thing, that you really don't think about, like, how am I feeling in this moment? Like, do I have enough to give to other people? And it's such, like, a beautiful thing of, like, honestly, probably in the next 6 months, people are going to move away. People are going to go their separate ways. And that's okay. That's part of life. But also, too, it's like, now we have this time to really think, okay, like, how do I want to cultivate? How do I want to make an impact and spend these last couple of months with people? And, like, yes, coronavirus, like, you have to be careful of, like, being in a large crowd and that kind of thing, but that doesn't mean you have to isolate yourself.
Yeah, like, this social distancing, that does not mean you have to be a hermit. But also low-key, after these past 2 weeks, I've been very emotionally exhausted, and I'm not opposed to being a freaking hermit. Like, I have not gone out. Actually, no. Me and Sarah, we went up to LA last weekend, and boy, did we drink a lot of wine. And we went out to the bars, but we did drink at home one night, and
that was great, honestly.
That was really fun.
Got way too drunk for being at home. But you know what? No shame. Didn't have to pay any Ubers.
Yeah, we didn't. We just, oh my gosh, this is a side note because it's so funny. This is, if this isn't me and Sarah, I don't know what is. And like the rest of us. Like, so we went also with our two friends, Sam and Sam. Shout out to you guys. Hello.
Yeah, two Sarahs, two Sams. It was kind
of
fun.
It was fun. But we wanted more bottles of wine. And of course, our Airbnb is right next to a Whole Foods.
I know people are going to be laughing right now.
So, me, well, no, it was Sarah. She was like, guys, Whole Foods, I don't want to rush anybody, but Whole Foods, it closes in about 10 minutes.
I own the price, everyone.
Yeah, so I'm wearing heels, like little, like basically stilettos, like not as tall as stilettos, but kind of. And
I was wearing like wedges or something.
Yeah, you were wearing wedges. Her and then one of the Sams, they start sprinting, and I'm in my little heels, just like, going on an uneven sidewalk down in Venice, in California, I'm just like looking like a little penguin walking, like running to Whole Foods. And then we get two more bottles of wine and a shit ton more of popcorn. And I'm like, oh, Lord. When I saw them pick up those two more bottles of wine, I was like, oh, I'm in for one. And I said a prayer and I was like, dear God, please be with my liver. It's okay.
I was laying on the kitchen floor. Dressed, my shoes on, everything.
I know. Like, they all, the rest
know
of
what
the
I
girls.
Was doing. I kept singing. I don't know.
Who knows?
It was a time. But there, you know what? That was like, it's so happy.
It
and
was
you know,
fun.
Like, you don't even think of like what you're doing in the moment, and you're just with good people, and like, and I think that's like a good reminder. You don't have to go to some crazy bar to like have a good night.
And we're not necessarily saying get blacked out at home during this whole thing.
And lay on the kitchen floor. Yeah.
We're not that we were blacked out at all.
But
we
if weren't. You like need an activity.
If you know what, there's nothing wrong with popping open a bottle of wine and doing, you know, having like a little game night with your sister friends.
Oh, I will forever be a game night proponent.
Oh my gosh.
Whether that makes me lame or not, like, I don't care.
No, it's fun.
I'm also competitive as anyone. Like, yeah.
Yeah, no, she's very competitive. And when I get like a little drunky drunk, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm not competitive. Anything goes. I'll just like, people can like shit on me. I'll be like, yeah, it's okay, guys. It's okay.
It's so funny. It gets me fired up.
It doesn't get me fired up. But also, like, I want to make the point too that like, for different activities that you can do while we're in this time of isolation, but like, hey, this is what I am personally doing. I thought I wouldn't
hit us.
It's actually crazy. I amazed myself, but wait for it, everybody. I am doing a 30 days sober. I am being dry. Yes. So, yeah, we're not even drinking wine today.
Oh, yeah. On this. We're drinking tea.
We're drinking detox tea. How about that? We ate some carrots. I ate some peanut butter puffs. And now I'm drinking some detox tea. Come on. Your girl is like,
great.
I am the epitome of freaking health right now. Come at me. But, yeah, basically, so I have been having a lot of fun recently. Honestly, I should scratch that. I have had a lot of fun all of 2019 and then kind of going into 2020. 2019, I partied a lot, and like not in a bad way necessarily. Like, I didn't do it like as in a way of like running away from my problems, or like, it was just like a healthy partying. Like, I had good intentions, you know, but I drank a lot, and I think my body, it is low-key weak, and it finally,
guys, you hit past 21 and it's all downhill. People would say that and I wouldn't believe
actually,
them.
No, that's not true. 22, oh. Like, I'm 22 and I'm turning 23 and I'm literally turning 23 in 2 months. Scary. But I don't know. I felt like 22. I'm totally fine. It's because I started drinking more wine, which I was prior to that. I was drinking solely tequila only. And I think my body takes it better. And it's better on your stomach.
Hard alcohol, though.
I know Sarah is looking at me in disgust.
You're crazy.
I am a little crazy, but you know.
I'm like very against shots.
Oh, I'm all for it.
Oh, I know my friends too at home. I'm like, she's again. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
whatever.
No.
I'm weak. I admit it.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, Sarah.
Excuse me. Okay, I'm sorry. But also too, like, I'm saving my, you know, who woke up feeling shitty though the other night? And Sarah didn't.
Sarah,
I don't know how.
Yeah, we drank the same amount of wine.
And I was on the floor.
So was I.
So, guys, I think the key to success when you go out drinking is you eat something when you come home.
Yeah, I truly didn't. Think that was my issue.
I just bought Eggo waffles. And I'm so excited for the next time I get drunk to come home and eat them.
Like, oh yeah, I have these peanut butter puffs.
Butter, oh baby.
Oh my gosh, actually that sounds great.
Doesn't that sound so good?
You need to do a podcast so about like the best food. Like,
oh
no, I would
so
do like
that.
The best food specifically when you're drunk, or best food that like is so versatile that you can eat it
anytime.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, 3
a.m. Yeah, we should do a food podcast.
Oh my gosh, I
especially because we're both very passionate about food.
I know.
Okay, anyways, we should go back to our
activities. Yeah, back to being my 30 days of sobriety. As I was saying, I think also it is important. Like, I know we do talk a lot about wine and like drinking and like whatnot, but like in reality, Sarah and I like. We only drink probably twice a week, maybe 3 times a week max.
Yeah. We all talk.
We're all talk. You caught us. Actually, we just like called ourselves out, but it's fine.
No shame.
Like, yeah.
We're comfortable with ourselves.
I know we are. Honestly, I can freaking shit on myself. It's fine. I can take it. I was just saying how I did drink a lot, but it was like.
For us, it was
for us. Like, I drink a lot on the weekends, weekdays.
Yeah,
I buckle down. I run. I go to the gym. I lift.
I lift.
I'm getting swole. Is that a thing?
No, not anymore.
People don't say that anymore. Whatever.
We should cut that.
I'm not gonna cut that. Yeah, but I'll save that for all of the dudes listening. They can assess whether I'm cool or not by saying that. But I think it's important to kind of be sober. Like, I think it's important to have like sober months, at least once a year, because I think as fun as it is to like, you know, sit down, have a glass of wine with a friend and talk, like, I think being sober, especially now with everything going on in the world, like, I personally also in my life, I need to like sit back and like really just like, I don't know, assess all of my emotions and like my mental health and like my emotional health and like everything that's going on in the future. Like, I just like need that. And like, I don't think anyone should ever be ashamed and like or feel pressured to drink. And it's so funny because like this morning, me and Sarah and like so many other people, it was my roommate and one of my best friends, Christina's birthday. And so we all went out to bottomless mimosas. And I mean, I didn't drink and I didn't feel awkward at all. Like, it's all mentality. Yeah. And like, you shouldn't ever have to be, I don't know, shamed for like not wanting to party. I mean, because like at this point in my life, like, I did a lot of partying and I'm tired and I just like, I want to like now focus on like more important things. But like, it doesn't mean that you don't have to be social. You just don't be awkward about it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think it comes down to being comfortable with who you are and comfortable in your own skin and knowing, like, I don't need this, like, intoxication or something like that to, like, take the edge off or whatever. It's just like, no, like, be yourself, be with good people, and you're going to have a good time. I mean, I know.
But that being said, also, my birthday is in 2 months, and I'm so excited to go to Miss B's, and I will go to Bottomless, and I will go ham at the Bottomless.
Oh my God, Sarah, you can't say that after you just preach about how.
I mean, yes, but it's called balance. And like, I also like, let's get real. Deep down, I'm a wild child. I'm a party animal. But also this party animal needs to be sober for the next 30 days.
I will not be participating in the sober 30 days.
Yeah, it's okay. We'll see. Yeah, one of us has to do it. So I'll take the bullet.
There you go.
Water, club soda. It's going to be my BFF for life right now.
Hey, you know what? We love that.
I know. But also, so we were thinking, what are other activities that we can do while we are on this little, I don't even know what you call this, social isolation, quarantine. No, we're not quarantined. We haven't been, I mean, not that we know of. We haven't been exposed, but like.
Limiting your social distancing.
Social distancing. I think, what's an idea that I think people can do? I think hiking is a really great idea.
That's the thing. That's what I was saying. And I was talking to my mom on the phone about this today. I was like, it's not like there's some chemical that's been released and you can't be outside.
I mean, it is if someone coughs in your face and they have it. You'll probably get it. But
well, you don't get that by just going outside.
I know. So just like make sure if you go outside, you're not next to some like fucker and they cough next to you.
I mean, yeah. But no, I think hiking is good.
Yeah. I think like hiking, especially like we were even talking about, hopefully this insane, I don't even know what you call this, this insanity will kind of like pipe down. And me and Sarah were saying, we have always said we really wanted to go to Nashville.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should flights? Do like a meetup.
Let's. Oh my gosh.
Honestly, though, no. But if anyone wants to go to Nashville the first weekend in May, to all of our fans,
Nashville is a freaking fun time. Oh, I so know. Bad. I met some people while I was there. So we can. We have the hookup. I'm not sure what kind, but we have the hookup.
Make the hookup.
Yeah, and we're gonna go to Nashville, and it's gonna be cheap. It's like it's basically, honestly, traveling around America right now. It's like you're back in Europe. Everything is so cheap. It's easy to fly places. Like, it'll be fun. No one's gonna be traveling because no one wants to get sick. So, people who are young and with healthy immune systems, like, I think it is so important to just come on, guys. We need to milk the system while we can. It's the only time we can afford it.
Very true. And before we start working and like can't take off work and before real life actually hits, because we're in this really weird.
We are in a very, time. Very weird time. But I think like we mentioned earlier, it's like important to like be able to. It's fine to admit that. Life is weird right now. If you don't think life is weird and if you just kind of like push it to a side and like don't acknowledge anything that's happening, like you're weird in my opinion.
No, it's just not normal.
I know. And a lot of people are like viewing this as like a spring break round two. Let's get fucked up. And I'm like, no. I'm like, yes. I'm all for like going out, obviously, and like, you know, getting drunk sometimes, but like not to the point of like literally trying to just forget about everything that's happening. That's not healthy.
Well, also, you know, when moonshine's putting a capacity limit, then you should be like, maybe there is something going on. Maybe I should like think a little bit about this, you know?
I
know.
Also, I don't want to go out to the bars when there's only 250 people there. Like, maybe I'm not sure how that would look in a room, but I feel like that's not fun.
I don't know how many people are usually there.
I don't know. I feel like probably at least 800.
Really, that many?
I would say so.
There's only 250. Yeah, no thanks.
That would be terrifying.
Also, PB's just grimy. Like, if you didn't get coronavirus, I feel like it would be there.
Honestly, I'm really all for this coronavirus now. Now, like, after, like, even talking out loud and speaking about this for the past, I don't know how long we've been talking for, but I'm just really all for living that hermit life and, you know, just being around my friends. And once this sober thing is, I'm just going to drink at home and not go to the bars. Like, that's fine with me.
Yeah. No, I agree. You know what, everyone? I think that we should all take a vow just to make this, like, a good thing. I don't know. Or see the good in it and not be negative.
This is a perfect time, like, you know, go on some hikes. Maybe do a cleanse. Hey, if you do a cleanse, please DM me. And I want to know that I'm not alone. And then once you finish your 30-day cleanse with me, we can both pop a bottle of champagne.
Ooh, that's kind of fun.
I know.
Okay, yeah. But also, we should give more ideas for things that we think that would be fun. I think it would be fun if you, like, have some people over. And, like, you may not want to go to restaurants. So, like, have people over and cook a meal together.
Make a freaking charcuterie board or whatever.
Oh, my God.
It's Wait. Pretend like you're in Italy because you can't go.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You can't leave either. yeah. This is, oof, yeah.
That sounds scary.
I don't even know. Like, I don't, yeah, Italy's whack. But yeah, so that would be fun. Or like, you can have game nights with people. Like we were saying, like, you still interact with people. Just like, be careful who you interact with, you know? And be like, yeah. They're a little not
Don't
clean.
Just invite some rando on the street. Be like, oh, hey, you want to come over and join our little
charcuterie
party?
Bar party?
Yeah, let's just throw a charcuterie board party and invite any random person who walks by your house. Like, hey, what? Hey, you want some salami? This ricotta Spicy cheese is going to go bad if you don't eat it right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay, what else could you do?
Okay, so there's hiking. Oh, one thing me and my friends really like to do. So, Christina, I've already talked about her a million times on this podcast. And she also doesn't listen to this podcast. So,
but she doesn't listen to it?
No, which is funny.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. She probably hears us talk enough, so it's okay.
Yeah, she hears me talk enough, so she's probably like, I don't want to hear Sarah talk anymore.
Not today.
But what we actually do, she's also an artist, so she has a bunch of painting supplies and canvases, so sometimes what we'll do is just, like, drink wine and paint. So I think that's always a fun idea. It's, like, very underrated.
Bob Ross, everyone. Bob Ross, free on YouTube.
Literally Bob Ross.
That's actually
Ross.
So
or
fun.
Christina,
I want to do that.
Christina is my own Bob Ross.
Well, we don't all have Christina.
We all don't have Christina. I know. I'm hoarding her. But, yeah, so you could wine and paint.
Read a book.
Read some freaking books, too. And, like,
listen to some podcasts.
Listen to podcasts. Just really focus on your own, like, self-development. And also, even, like, do stuff outside, like we were talking. But, like, if you live near a body of water, I think kayaking and, like, stand-up paddleboarding, that is so...
Yeah, that would be fun. We should do that.
Yeah, that is so, like, serene. And, like, I was a kayak instructor 2 years ago. And that was the best job I've ever had before. And it is just so nice just being out there on the water. I don't know why, but it puts everything in perspective.
Yeah, no, I mean, nature is amazing for just clarity and thinking about things. And yeah, no, I definitely agree.
Yeah, I don't know, I would say those are my ideas.
Organizing stuff, I don't know, there's something that's so therapeutic about, like, cleaning and organizing shit that you've been putting off.
This, yeah, also, this is a perfect time to, like, actually get your shit together. Because I feel like people say so often, oh, this is the time I'm going to get my shit together. And I'm like, no, this is literally the time to get your shit together, people.
And no, it truly is. And, like, I mean, for a lot of people, too, they're probably going to be moving at the end of May or whenever. And at least for me, I was kind of freaking out. I was like, oh, my God, like, I have so much stuff in my apartment that I don't want to bring to me wherever I go. I, like, have all these clothes that, like, I probably don't wear that I don't want to bring either. Like, when am I going to have time to really go through and see, like, what I need, what I don't need? And so this is an awesome time. Like, literally sit down, go through it. You will feel so much better. Like, I don't know. There's just something so gratifying about being, like, organized. Like, you will feel like, even if your life feels like it's falling apart, the fact that you, like, are organized and it's clean, I don't know, maybe that's just me, maybe I'm just weird, I don't know.
No, I would agree, right? I'm like low-key OCD, so yeah, I don't know how my future husband will, he'll probably freaking hate me. I'll be like, don't leave all of your shit out.
Oh, I already, yeah, no,
yeah,
my, yeah,
but I don't know,
you know what, hey, whatever.
But yeah, I would say cleaning is a fabulous thing too.
Better
also
yourself.
Clean. You gotta clean now. Get
wash
that freaking bleach. Wash your hands, people.
Oh, God, please.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think that's, like, I would say good ways to fill your time when you're not doing online class.
Zoom, everyone. What is Zoom?
We're gonna
Can someone
graduate.
Please explain to me.
We're gonna graduate via Zoom.
God, like, No. You know what? Okay, you know that Office episode where Michael Scott goes, no, no.
Oh, that's yeah.
I feel about everything right now. Like,
no.
Yeah. I just am. So
I think that's like the best way to describe it.
Yeah.
Honestly,
so many emotions.
Let out some aggression. Go for a nice run. I went on a nice run today. It was fabulous.
Me too. I want to do some kickboxing.
Yes.
I need to, like,
I want to do that, yeah, too. See, this is a perfect time. Now we can do everything that we wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I know we've been saying that literally this entire podcast, but now we can literally do everything we wanted to do.
Okay, so that's what we're going to do. Next podcast, we're going to say what we've been wanting to do that we took advantage of because we have this extra time.
Yeah, we're going to report back and say what we actually did. I mean, yeah. I don't know.
No.
Whether we did go on a hike or go kayaking or what books we're reading, we can talk all about that.
Yes. And if you guys have any good ideas or if you guys are, there's something that you want to commit to when you have this time, let us know.
Let us know.
Because
slide into the DMs.
Yeah.
Text us. Beep us. I don't know. I was trying to quote Kim Possible, but it went terribly wrong.
Call me, beep me if you want to reach me.
Oh, yeah. Call me, beep me if you want to reach me.
Feel a connection with Kim Possible.
You feel what?
A connection.
A connect. Because you're redhead and you're wearing green.
And I'm wearing green. Oh, God. Guys, you know what, too? That's so disheartening. St. Patrick's Day.
Oh yeah,
like, I love this holiday.
It's
but
funny.
Like, should I not go out because I don't want to get coronavirus?
Oh, you're not gonna get. No, this is honestly, guys, that you, if you're gonna go out, you should go out now
before it gets too bad. But oh my God, we just got another email about coronavirus.
Oh no.
Oh, it's talking about how everyone's being relocated,
guys. That's sad. Well, anyways, I feel like. Is that what else do we have to talk about?
I don't know. Okay, let's just bring it home. Let's bring it home for everyone because I think we went on a lot of random tangents.
We went on,
like,
a lot of tangents. We're going to have to just edit this one.
Yeah, writing, preaching, who even knows. But when it comes down to it, this is a very strange time. And everyone's overwhelmed. No one knows what the hell's going on. There's no right answer. People are freaking out and taking precautions, which is good. You know what I mean? I listened to a podcast about this. We are curving the bell curve, everyone. We are flattening it out. Well, yeah, I said that wrong. We're flattening out the bell curve. So
yeah,
will reduce the amount and we'll have more beds in the hospitals. Yes. Listen to Ben Shapiro's podcast if anyone has questions about that. Anyways, slight plug. but it's going to be okay.
It's fine. Honestly, like, process your emotions. And once you do, just enjoy your time with yourself, your family, and your friends. And wash your hands. Cover your mouth. And, I don't know, really invest in, like, a hobby.
Yeah.
It's cool. Hobbies make you interesting.
We were
just talking
about
this. Don't drink away your...
Yeah.
We were literally just talking about this. You know what? There's more to life than just, like, getting drunk, which I know we obviously talk about, but it's about 10% of our life.
Be passionate about something.
That is sexy.
Honestly, it is, though.
Yeah,
it is.
we're gonna make a podcast, How to Be Sexy 101. Get a hobby.
No, yeah, amen. Honestly, come on. Like, if you,
I mean,
find
just take a look at me and Sarah.
Oh, God.
I know.
But, you know, I mean.
I mean, I'm not wrong. But yeah. Anyways. So, I mean, I think that's what we have for today.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll
be podcasting more.
Because, hey,
what do we have to
do?
we will honestly just go on a lot of little adventures and try to fight off this little virus. We'll be like freaking ninjas. Like, we'll go on a hike, but like dodge everyone that we see because we don't want like social interaction, really. And that's the plan.
Yeah. It's gonna be time, everyone. But if anyone has any suggestions or like things that they think that would be fun to talk about,
and
or...
also we're already we're gonna interview people. I think we should. So we're taking requests, first come first serve. because I know we're just so freaking popular. We're really busting out on the charts right now.
I think we have a grand total of like 10 reviews.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're thriving. We're everyone. Freaking
thriving. We love you all. Thank you so much for everything you've done for us. Yeah. So to all of our fans, if you want to be featured, just text us because you probably know us. So yeah, I think that's really all we have to say.
Yeah, maybe we can like conference call people in. Well, okay, something that we do want to do is a segment on people's advice, like the best advice that you've gotten or something like that. So if you have a good piece of advice and you kind of want to share it with other people, text us and we'd honestly love to have it. I mean, I think everyone is always looking at ways to like better themselves, and like there are just some people who really can like spark wisdom and that kind of thing. So yeah, if you know anything, let us know.
Let us know, everybody. Okay. Well, that is all we have for today on this beautiful, gloomy Saturday. Everyone, just stay safe. Wash your hands. Don't freak out too much. Continue to live your life, not in fear, but in faith, as they say.
Ooh, FF.
Not fear, faith. Woo. Okay. Well, I hope everybody has a good rest of the week. Make the most of it.
Enjoy your time. Just living life.
Living life. Okay. Love you all. Kisses. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Mwah. Thanks for tuning in.